Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
Welcome, everyone, to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and today we have a new episode of the show called The Golf Industry Uncut. Each episode of Uncut will feature one of the great insiders from the golf industry, and they'll be placed in the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire golf industry landscape. This week, we welcome Adam Rayberg from Bridgestone Golf to the show. Are you ready to step into the hot seat?
I'm ready for the hot seat. Fire away.
THP Radio is your new twist on on-demand audio in the world of golf. And the Golf Industry Uncut is your complete access to the equipment world that you're craving the info on. The way the show works is easy. Once the record button is pressed, there's no editing done until the show ends, so you hear it all. Our only rule is a simple one. Each guest must be accessible via social media or the THP forum. So Adam, can you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's a little play on my last name, Adam Rayberg. It's at Ray Birdie, R-E-H-B-I-R-D-I-E.
There you go. Well, let's kick this off with an easy question. How did you get involved in the world of golf?
Well, when I was in college at the University of Florida State, I had a friend who his assistant position came open. He moved up to the head pro, and while I was in school, it was a great opportunity to work some long hours after classes and stuff. So he invited me to be his assistant at the golf course, and I absolutely fell in love with the golf, which made it a little difficult to attend classes at the time because the golf course was right down the block from Florida State. But he got me into the golfing industry, and then everything else is history from there. Loved it. Got into the PGA program, was very far through my apprenticeship, passed my PAT, and then had the great luck to strike it gold with Bridgestone Golf and come into the R&D facility and work in R&D for 4 or 5 years here at Bridgestone, and now moved into marketing.
Now, discuss a little bit about R&D, because people think R&D with a golf ball, the golf balls are the same, blah, blah, blah. Talk about the day-to-day process of R&D with a golf ball.
Well, the day in day, I, you know, loved my time at R&D, and quite honestly, I miss it a lot of times because it really kind of gets your hand in the dough to make the golf ball. But the day to day of R&D was a lot of prototyping, a lot of testing of product. You know, just to bring one product to the market, we would sometimes see as many as, you know, 18 to 24 different types of prototypes in one ball specifically to do early testing. And we would obviously whittle that down. So we would go through 2, sometimes 4 levels of prototyping before we would choose a final spec. And obviously that would depend on demographic that we're building that golf ball for, but we would touch all of our tour guys, bring people from our ball fitting database that specifically fit the demographic of golfers. We're not just pulling random golfers at the club down the road here and just saying, hey, come out and let's test you in a product that may not specifically work for you. We were bringing people from our ball fitting database out. A lot of R&D, our time over here too, was quality control. We make sure that every golf ball leaving this plant is tested to the nth degree and meets every standard that we deem. And that's what is good about having a plant here in the U.S. and literally having our plant right across the parking lot from our R&D facility. We can walk over and grab dozens that come right out of the oven, really, and test them and make sure everything is up to our high quality standard.
Now, I've been there. I didn't see an oven, but I'd certainly like to get my hands in one and grab some golf balls. Now, recently, you guys launched a new product. Let's talk about the E-Series Soft and E-Series Speed. It's a little different. In the years past, it was always E-Series, E6, E5, E7. But let's focus this question specifically on E6 Soft, E6 Speed.
Yeah, the new series we're very excited about. It's the E6 series, and it's really driven on kind of the heritage and legacy and equity of that E6 name. It's really been with our company from the get-go. We've had, you know, we have 10 years of data behind just the E6 itself, but then we also have many, many years of all of the series of golf balls. And what we did is we really sat down and, you know, we did the most research, most redesign we've ever put in our E-Series product before. We looked at all those years of data. We did immense surveying. We tried to find out what this demographic golfer actually needs from their golf ball. So we really kind of wiped the slate clean as far as the E-Series and that product is concerned. And we took a good hard look at what players actually want from this golf ball. So we really sat down and we said, all right, we know the E6 is awesome. You know, it's a low spinning golf ball with a soft feel. You know, you get a lot of good launch on the ball when you're hitting approach shots into the green and around the green. And we really said, okay, the E6 is really this great model. And how do we improve on that golf ball off the driver and approach to the green? So that's really where the E6 soft and E6 speed really got built from, was our database. And we really kind of blew it up and started from scratch and made two golf balls, one being a little bit softer in feel and then one being a little more solid, but then also giving different characteristics.
Now, we've talked to R&D on THP Radio in the past with a lot of different experts, and I know that there is I guess the thought of spin off the tee is a misnomer in the world of online golf forums, and THPers and listeners might like to know, when to eliminate spin off the tee, you need to compress the ball properly. And to increase ball speed, you need something slightly firmer. So my question is, how do you get that exactly right? I guess you guys have scientists that do that, but in a general term, how do you know when it's too soft, let's say, or not soft enough?
Well, what you really have to do is look at two things. You look at the mantle layer, the golf ball, and the core. Those two things influence a lot of what the ball is doing physics-wise, you know, when you hit it. It's amazing to think that there's some companies that offer a product that's similar price to this or even more that don't even have a mantle layer to control spin coming off the driver. So you build that mantle layer to kind of counteract spin, you know, and the tangential force that the loft on the club gives. But then you also look at the core. Now, you kind of mentioned it before how, you know, if you want a ball to be really fast, you make a really hard core, but you're going to create a lot of spin off your driver because it's a firm core. But if you want to create less spin off your driver, you can make a really soft core, but you might lose a little bit of ball velocity. So there's kind of a give and take there. But what we've done here at Bridgestone, the way we cure our cores is it's designed to be softer in the middle and then progressively firmer towards the outside. So in turn, what we do is we kind of create a core that has both of those characteristics when you're hitting the golf ball, a really soft inner part to keep driver spin very low. That way you can be a lot more accurate, hit straight drives, straight approaches with your irons, but then a little bit firmer towards the outside of the core to keep ball velocity high. So you have maximum speed. You're really keeping your distance long along with that backspin staying low.
That's actually really interesting. Now, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. For years now, we've had E5, E6, and E7, and now we have E6 soft and E6 speed. What is going on? Maybe you can explain that.
Yeah, I can definitely explain that. So, like I kind of mentioned before, we really just wiped the slate clean. We didn't look at ourselves and say, hey, we need three SKUs on the marketplace. Like, we have to keep that shelf space. We have to keep those SKUs out there. We wiped it clean. We sat down. We said, how many golf balls and what type of characteristics do we need to cover this golfer? So the biggest things we looked at is, do they need, you know, this trajectory story, which we've been telling in the past? You know, do they really care about how high and low? And a lot of golfers do flight the ball, but we wanted to make sure that these golf balls still give that characteristics of maybe hitting one a little higher with launch of the E6 soft, or maybe one a little bit lower with the lower launch of the E6 speed. But we really kind of wiped the slate clean, started over again, started fresh, but then made sure these golf balls give such a wide difference in characteristics and performance that they fit all these golfers. We wanted to make sure the E7 player exactly knows where they should go. You know, the E6 speed is going to be, you know, similar to that product they're used to. It's a totally different product. The core is a little bit different. It's a little faster than E7. and it's also going to give them less driver spin than the E7. One of the biggest things we missed about the E7 was that it had a little bit too high driver spin. So we wanted to make a product where that E7 user can get the straight distance that they're going to, you know, get from this series, but then get the characteristics around the green, the more solid feel, you know, the bump and run that they're used to. And then moving to the other end of the spectrum, you mentioned E5. We wanted to make sure that E5 player has somewhere to go. If they're looking for that really, really soft feel that they liked in the E5, the E6 soft is going to be the ball that will directly affect them. If they're looking for a little bit higher trajectory, you know, a little more spin off the tee, then the E6 speed is going to be their ball.
That makes perfect sense. And obviously, if they're looking for a urethane cover, Bridgestone does have that covered with the B330 series.
Absolutely.
Before we continue, I want to remind everybody that they can discuss these topics and all the topics on the THP forum with thousands of golfers every single day. And of course, you can follow, discuss, debate, and interact on Twitter and other social media platforms for that matter, at THP Golf, and at, go ahead and add them and give them your Twitter handle.
Ray Birdie, R-E-H-B-I-R-D-I-E.
And if you include the hashtag THP Radio, we can include future questions on the show if we can possibly get Adam to come back on.
Well, it just depends on how the rest of this goes, but so far, so good.
Bridgestone has a full line of golf balls, and our readers and listeners have enjoyed having Corey on and talking about the different golf balls. Rather than just use the blanket statement that Bridgestone's the best ball fitter, that's kind of indisputable at this point, done the most ball fittings, what kind of technology goes into the golf ball landscape to where you have six different golf balls and a person who isn't going to have the opportunity to get fit can say, well, I really think that one's for me? I know that's kind of a loaded question, but I'm genuinely curious about how someone who does not get ball fit can decide, whereas other companies might have two, you guys have four premium balls, two of the E-series balls. What's the best way for them to determine it? Do you have the information available for people?
Oh, absolutely. Outside of ball fitting, if you're not able to get to one of our events, like you're kind of leading me to believe here, you can go to our website, and we have a online ball selection guide. Now, what's different about our ball selection guide and, say, competitor brands is that our ball selection guide pulls from that massive ball fitting database and does algorithms and analyzes what you input compared to what we've seen over 10 years of golf ball fittings. So if you walk in there, if you go to our ball selection guide and you say, hey, you know, I need a lot of spin around the greens, but my driver spins this, what that algorithm does is it starts pulling in our database and seeing what conditions you input are similar to actual live fitting. So it's based on, it's not particularly based on, hey, Adam Rayberg says if you need spin, then you need RXS. You know, it's based on what we see from the data, based on what you want around the greens, and so much and so forth. So my recommendation was, if you can't get to an event, you know, go to that ball selection guide and really dive in, answer those questions. You know, there's a simplified version, and there's also a pretty in-depth version. If you have your data from, you know, a fitting or something you've went to in the past, or you approximately know your backswing, you can input that and get even a more accurate fitting.
Now, there's no truth to the rumor that you're sitting behind a computer 24 hours a day answering all these questions as people send them in, correct?
No. We have so many fittings coming in. We'll do millions of fittings in a year. So it's pulling from our technical algorithms and equations that we've built based on our ball fitting database.
About a week ago, I'm going to rewind. A couple months ago, I was at Bridgestone. I got to see and learn all about the new E-Series product. And I said, I came away pretty impressed. And I told you that when I left. Fast forward to about a week ago, a media kit arrives at our house with the new Bridgestone golf balls. I've tested them out a little bit. And when we were setting this interview up, you said, I think it'd be cool if we put some of these in THP's hands.
So yeah, absolutely.
I think, and you know, most of the time they don't get a chance to get media kits. This one's well done. It's kind of fun. It's got some charts and graphs that you can fill out yourself and things like that. So for those listening, there's a forum thread on the THP forum, and it's linked through all the social media platforms where you can go on and you're going to have to answer these three questions. You can find the answers of things that Adam answered in this show. So you've already obviously listened to that. And how many are we going to give away?
Five of these.
Okay.
Five of these kits.
Five THPers. The kits come with golf balls in them. I'm going to let the rest of it be kind of a surprise. We're going to show a couple of pictures of a few different angles of this with some stuff blacked out. You're gonna get it all when it arrives if you win. But you go find the thread on the THP forum. It says THP Radio Contest. You answer the three questions via email. You send those in. And we will randomly pick five THPers to win one of these media kits. Adam will send it out personally to you. Well, somebody in Bridgestone will send it out personally to you.
So yeah, it'll be straight from me. I'll handwrite it, your address on there.
I really hope that's not the case. You have people for that, right? You're a pretty important guy.
Oh, yeah. That's the facade, right?
That's right. So with that said, it's time for Fire Away. 10 topics. First thing that comes to your mind, nothing to do with golf. Are you ready?
Ready.
Now, keep in mind, guys, Adam has no idea what we're going to ask him. So,
no idea.
What is the best sandwich and from where?
I would say from Five Guys, a little double cheeseburger with bacon.
Going burger for sandwich, that's daring.
Yeah, I was wondering if that would fall into the sandwich category. It's got two buns on top, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a handheld thing with bread as a vehicle to eat it, so I guess we'll count that. Better weekend, golf with friends, or one of your Atlanta teams winning?
Oh, golf with friends, anytime. I would play golf every day of my life if it was allowed to do. I love sports. I'm even that type of guy who loves to play some golf on a major Sunday. Get out there Sunday morning, you know, before church maybe, and get some round of golf in, or right after, and then get home and watch it. So I'm a huge component of, if there's a big game on, I'd rather be playing golf.
Even if Cooch or Sneds are in the final group there?
Oh, yeah. I'll have it streaming, sitting in the cup holder in the golf cart. You know, I want to be playing golf just like those guys want to be playing golf on Sunday.
Let's talk burgers. We already did, but let's talk about them again. You're going to make and name your masterpiece. It's going to be called the Ray Birdie. What's going on this burger?
Okay. Man, I'm going to be real simple here. I'm not a huge I'm kind of a simple guy when it comes to it. I'm thinking just 2 quarter-pound pieces of meat, and we got 2 pieces of American cheese, bacon, of course, ketchup, 2 pickles, 2 small pickles on there, and a little bit of mayo on the bottom. I like to keep the ketchup and the mayo apart, you know, ketchup on top, mayo on the bottom bun. So that's pretty simple.
As far as I understand this, it's a big giant chunk of meat.
Yes.
So vegan you are?
Absolutely.
Not.
No. I mean, you could even lose the top bun, and I would just hold the cheese and burgers in my hand and could do without the bun as well. I am anti-vegan.
Now, you're a person who has to travel quite a bit for your job. You have a choice: back of the plane, middle seat with Wi-Fi, or front of the plane, no Wi-Fi and an hour delay. Which do you choose?
Oh, you threw in that hour delay, really threw me for a loop. Oh, I'd take whatever I can to get rid of that hour delay. I would sit in the back, Wi-Fi on, you know, streaming a movie, or quote pretending to answer Bridgestone emails for work, or something like that. I'm fine with sitting in the back with my headphones in.
Best travel city for food outside of your home state.
That's a tough one. Man, I really like going up to, we get to go up to Tennessee a lot and visit Branton, Nashville. And they got some really good food up there, a lot of good barbecue. We went to Memphis, too, to work with the University of Memphis golf team. They got some great food out there. One night the college coach and the basketball coach took us out to eat, and we went to just, I don't even know where we were, back of the town. Memphis barbecue place was really good, just really good food. So I'd say the Tennessee area would be my kind of go-to.
Favorite tech gadget of the last 5 years?
So this is far-reaching. This isn't golf specific, right? It could be anything.
No, and I know that there's things you can and can't talk about, but for the last 5 years, your favorite tech gadget?
I think it's my Apple Watch. I like it. I've had this since I've had my Apple Watch since the first one came out, and I love it.
Disappointing, I'll be honest.
That's disappointing. What were you thinking was going to come out?
I don't something cooler than that. I mean, I have one sitting here collecting dust. It looks cool. I'll give you that. It has no function though.
Oh, I love my Apple Watch. I use it to exercise. It's always telling me my goals during the day.
That would be the reason I don't exercise.
Yeah, it's mainly for that. It's my best use for it, you know, to keep up with goals and friends and stuff. But I like it because it gives me a lot of updates, and my calendar is always popping up. It's kind of reminding me, you know, when I have calls and interviews and emails to send out and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think it definitely organizes my day. And, shoot, I can't go a day without putting it on my wrist now.
That's bizarre. So you work at Bridgestone Golf, and some of our readers have had the opportunity to meet some people there, and they've learned some stuff about them online and things like that. But who has the worst road rage at Bridgestone Golf?
That is, if I have to stretch it out among everyone here, let me see, it's so hard. Like three or four people popped in my head. I'm going to have to kind of cull it out and see who I'm going to pick here. Our VP of sales, Wes Winningham, may not like me talking about this, but our VP of sales is just like an animal on the road. And we go out of town and we go visit, you know, some of our retailers and stuff. And I learned that I'm going to have to ride around with him in California traffic, or, you know, even in Atlanta traffic when we go visit these things. I get a little nervous, and, you know, maybe kiss my wife extra hard before I leave and go out of town, because he is aggressive. He is weaving out of traffic, you know, talking on the phone, answering emails, and he's wanting to get where he needs to go very fast. So Wes Whittingham, love the guy to death, scared as hell when I'm in a car with him.
That is a great answer. Favorite TV show currently on, not including golf?
Oh, that's also a little toss-up, because I have so many that I like across. My favorite would be, it'd be Game of Thrones. Definitely Game of Thrones. I was trying to think of between Game of Thrones and a couple I like on Netflix, but Game of Thrones is really, really my favorite one that I kind of actually look forward to, and, you know, track when the dates are going to come out. And, you know, we're coming in the last season of Game of Thrones, so they're going to tie it all up, and then it'll be over, and then I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's a popular one this season on THP Radio, and I've still yet to ever see an episode.
Oh, my goodness, dude, you are missing out. I'm telling you right now, you need to get down, binge watch it. You've got a couple months before the last season comes on. Yeah, you're missing out. Historical TV show, I'll give you a little bonus here. Historical TV show is Seinfeld. That's my huge, love Seinfeld. That's my favorite one. I've got the whole season DVD at home. Favorite quotable show of all time.
It's funny you mentioned that. Directly above me right now in our THP Radio studio is a framed painting, and it says, "What's the deal with airline peanuts?" And around it is a bunch of Seinfeld quotes with characters of characters.
Yeah, that is my favorite show. I still watch it, you know, when it comes on. You know, it's syndicated because it comes on like every couple hours on every network, and I'll just sit and watch an episode after episode. It's by far my favorite of all time.
What are acceptable toppings on a hot dog?
Well, again, you're gonna kill me for the plainness, but I'm a cheese and ketchup guy on my hot dog, and that's it.
Hey, listen, that works. This is a very loaded question, because a lot of people feel you can't put anything on there but mustard. So,
oh no, mustard's such a, I don't know. I've never acquired the taste of mustard on anything. Maybe because it's just yellow and it doesn't look like it should go on food. It looks kind of strange to me.
Last movie seen in a theater.
Suicide Squad.
I don't know that one.
DC movie, comic book movie based on a couple of characters from DC. I'm a huge, you know, I can't believe I'm even going to say this on the radio. I'm a huge like comic book nerd. So I watch all the comic book movies, try to keep up with things that are coming out, you know, in the future. So kind of a nerdy comic book guy on the side and like to follow kind of what's going on.
As opposed
on with
to
the
golf ball R&D not being nerdy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Golf ball nerd and just in general nerd as far as it's concerned.
There you have it, gang. We want to thank Adam for coming on the show and talking to us. You can join us on the THP forum to discuss and debate everything we talked about here. Don't forget to head over to iTunes, Google Play, or any of your favorite platforms and subscribe to the Hacker's Paradise so you never miss a new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut, The Dean Has Spoken, or On the Tee Box. And don't forget to leave a review with your thoughts on what your favorite THP radio show is. So for myself and, of course, Adam, we hope you enjoyed this new episode. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hacker's Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.